A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
this morning, teachers from West High School held a walkout in protest of the voucher bill that would, in one hand, offer them a $6,000 raise, but on the other would give $8,000 to students who want to go to private or charter schools. On KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, Salt Lake City police are investigating a body found in the foothills above Beck Street. Police think the person must have been living up there. They don't think the person died under suspicious circumstances. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
This is crash in Ogden, eastbound 30th Street at Jefferson Avenue. Right lane's closed there. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy and cold today, but another chance for snow in the forecast. I'm Matt Johnson.
30 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The U.S. agrees to send 31 new Abrams M1A2 tanks to Ukraine with training, says retired CIA officer, U.S. Marine, and ABC News contributor Mick Mulroy.
They're a very advanced tank that do take quite a bit to learn how to operate.
This comes after negotiations with Germany to get their Leopard tanks to Ukraine. He'll sue Florida if it goes ahead with a decision to block an advanced placement high school class in African American studies, says civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
Governor DeSantis, are you really trying to lead us into an era akin to communism that provides censorship of free thoughts?
Facebook's parent company announces it'll allow former President Trump back on, but will monitor his page, weighing newsworthiness against potential harm. Legislation to ban TikTok nationwide, introduced by Senator Josh Hawley, Missouri Republican. Concerns about security risks. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. This is the point in time when officials are supposed to be counting our homeless population, and they're saying that Salt Lake City isn't acting in good faith. This is all about unsheltered people moving off the streets where they've been living. Listen, yesterday morning, those camped near Rio Grande were told they had to remove their belongings and leave. Joining me in the studio now, KSL.com reporter Ashley Freedy, who's going to talk about the Rio Grande homeless count in this situation. First, can you tell me more about what they call the point in time count?
Yeah, absolutely. So the point in time count really is a national effort that's done on a local level. So basically what that is local communities go out and they go contact unsheltered people to fully understand their housing status, what contributes to why maybe they're unsheltered, to help inform policy decisions and kind of have a better idea of how many people are unsheltered and how to move forward from there.
So basically they go around conducting a survey in the streets, like with clipboards or computers?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of over 3 days, but it is a national effort. So it really informs a lot of decisions, not only on a local level, but a national level.
And at the time they're doing this count, this action happens at Rio Grande. Did city workers come in immediately and just all of a sudden start cleaning things out?
So it's kind of a complicated answer. So if you are listening to what city officials are saying, so city officials are saying that this cleaning was scheduled to happen last week, but they were disrupted during that cleaning. And so they came back on Tuesday morning to finish that up, and they gave about an hour warning to those who were unsheltered. There was a commitment made to advocates. They said by Salt Lake City that there would be no cleanings or abatements during this time. So those advocates are really saying that this is a failure on Salt Lake City's part to have a commitment that they've shown to the advocates and unsheltered individuals.
So does this mean that we could get a jaundiced view of the homeless problem in the end because the count was bad?
So the count hasn't begun yet. They just think that conducting these abatements or cleanings kind of pushes unsheltered individuals further out in the community, which makes it harder for them to contact. But a big part of the concern by advocates is that we do have incredibly cold temperatures right now. And during these cleanings, they did remove and confiscate a lot of survival gear. So you see tents thrown away, sleeping bags thrown away, a lot of things that these unsheltered people need to survive on the streets.
We're heading down to 20 degrees tonight. What are some of these unsheltered people to do now that they've been scattered?
That's an incredibly difficult question to answer, and I think that's a lot of the questions that Salt Lake officials and advocates are wondering themselves. We do have a very difficult situation with overnight overflow. It's been incredibly full lately, and those advocates have been hosting what they call movie nights to take people in, but they've been at max capacity and turning 10 to 25 people away each night.
It's a difficult situation. You have a story published on KSL.com. Can we find out more there?
Yeah, absolutely. There is unsheltered people quoted in that story itself if you want to hear from them directly how they're affected.
KSL.com reporter Ashley Freedy, thanks for joining us in the studio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.